Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Ravens lose 27-22. Jonas Schaefer covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Banner. He joins us now, courtesy of the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. And Jonas, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. So let's start with the news we got from Harbs, who spoke to me about an hour ago. He told you guys that the league at least admitted they got the Travis Jones call incorrect.
Yep. So that happened. John Harbaugh was very clear pointing out that the league authorized him to say that they had screwed up. So I guess good on the NFL and grateful to John Harbaugh for him coming forward with that. Obviously he was, he did kind of offset that with him saying that he was still just as confused about the Isaiah Likely situation. But you know, at least we have some clarity that the league and what they told Jeff Rebeck post-game with the Travis Jones situation and, you know, the unlawful contact of the head or neck area was, in fact, just egregiously untrue.
What did you think of the Aaron Rodgers play, though, Jonas, with the Buchanan interception that wasn't?
Yeah, I mean, I think John Harbaugh made a great point that basically, you know, you have a – if you're going to have a line of – if you're going to have a line of you know, thinking for one interception or one turnover, then it should apply to the other one. Like if you slow down any play long enough where possession is at issue, you can convince someone that in fact this person has or does not have the ball. And I feel like that's a situation where that was kind of taken to its needless extreme to show that maybe actually Aaron Rodgers did have the ball when in fact, you know, a split second later, he's not "quote unquote" surviving the catch, and it's being ripped out by Teddy Buchanan. So, it's all very, very confusing. I mean, I think probably the biggest indictment of the officiating is you look at the Ravens, kind of score bug tweet from after the game yesterday, and there are, you know, ostensibly Steelers fans in the comments saying, "Good game, that was a bad call, and likely see you guys in week 18."
Yeah. NFL officiating is a scandal. What did you make of a moribund, flaccid Steelers downfield passing game coming out, bombs away to Metcalf on the first play of the game, and then continuing throughout, and then also hitting, you know, a 40-yard screen pass to a running back because they can't defend running backs in the passing game at all for a touchdown? I mean, seems like maybe the Ravens are the perfect team to, like we used to say, the Bengals could wake up any offense. I mean, maybe the Ravens defense can wake up any previously playoff winning quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, it makes the news that T. Higgins, I guess, probably won't be playing in this game even more significant, just because, you know, if the Ravens have to play single high defensively to account for this Bengals run game or to get after Joe Burrow, then you're going to have these go balls down the left and right sideline available to better receivers than Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins. And if all you have to worry about is Ja'Marr Chase, well, Ravens did an okay job with Ja'Marr Chase in a couple weeks ago, mm-hmm. but he still went for 100 plus yards, and Joe Burrow still had that great third quarter. So it's you know, very, very bizarre that, you know, what Aaron Rodgers goes from having like 8 or 10 big time throws all year to 5 on Sunday against the Ravens, according to PFF. You know, DK Metcalf has never been a great downfield receiver, despite him being this absolute freak of nature, and he has the most deep passing yards or deep catches in his entire career, which is just saying something considering he had Russell Wilson throw it to him for a big chunk of his career. So, you know, it's tough because you look at that first one and Marlon Humphrey is obviously like a half step behind, mm-hmm. but that push off I think is way more noticeable than what Zay Flowers was trying for in that Bengals game, and they let it go. So I guess, you know, like as a tall guy, I can safely say that tall guys in society get away with more than short guys, you know, and I think we see that play out.
As a short guy, I can say you must be right.
Yeah. We're talking with Jonas Schaefer, Inside Access here on The Fan. Jonas, what'd you think of that 2-minute drill at the end of the game? Because, well, first of all, let's go back a step. The penalty that instead of having the ball at, the 46, they got it at the 26, and another holding penalty. And they had a minute 56 and a timeout. You'd think they'd be in an advantageous position, but alas, they weren't.
Yeah, that was – I don't think this was a huge talking point after the game, but when that entire situation was unfolding, like the first thing I thought of was basically, boy, I know the Ravens are being cautious of Lamar's health. I know Lamar is being vigilant about, you know, his own health and his availability for games like this. And, you know, to his credit, I do think he looked more lively these past 2 weeks. But you also have to consider, on the flip side of that coin, like, what is he missing exactly – with these Wednesday practices or Thursday practices? And is it situational football that could be applied to situations like Sunday, where you only get so many reps during a season, during a practice week, to do a four-minute drill or a red zone drill or 2-minute drill? And if you're taking that time away to work in the weight room or get treatment, mm-hmm. I think eventually that catches up to you. And, you know, I asked John Harbaugh about this, and he said, It's not like there are parts of this Todd Munkin playbook that are off limits to the Ravens because Lamar isn't practicing. But I do think it's fair to say that, you know, even though you can't prove a hypothetical, I think it's reasonable to assume that the Ravens would be better if Lamar had been practicing every single day of the week for the past 4 weeks. And I know that his body has made that difficult, but you are kind of left wanting in hindsight and in retrospect with situations like Sundays.
Well, moving forward, Jonas, one of your latest pieces for the Baltimore Banner titled, "After loss to the Steelers, Ravens are wobbling. Will they stand tall or fall short? Could the bottom fall out here in the final 4 games?
Yeah, I write that assuming that T. Higgins is going to play and maybe Trey Hendrickson is going to play. And we were just kind of joking about it in the Ravens beat room in Owens Mills. Like, I Jason, I know you are a huge pop culture fan, so this will land with tremendous resonance, but there's this line in Arrested Development where, you know, two characters talk about how other people delude themselves into thinking that certain situations will work, but we're not like them. But actually, it might just work for us. You're like, oh, maybe the Ravens actually won't get torched by the Bengals because T. Higgins is out and Trey Hendrickson is out. And maybe actually the Steelers will, you know, drop a game to the Dolphins because they're running wild and that defense has improved a little bit. Obviously, Detroit should have the upper hand. And, you know, maybe the Ravens don't actually need to be, you know, dominant down this season-ending stretch to have a backdoor into the playoffs. But then you just consider all that has befallen this team all year, which is just a total lack of complementary play. You can't find the offense. working in synergy with the defense at a high level. You know, the special teams finds a truly spectacular time to just mess things up on Sunday. So, you know, if the Ravens couldn't get right on offense or on defense over these past two games, and you're talking about trying to save your season with a game against the likely MVP in Drake May, or a game against the guy who might be, you know, a top three finisher in the MVP in Jordan Love. Good luck.
Yeah.
I just don't see how this team is going to get hot considering everything that we've seen for the past 14 weeks.
I think there's a couple moments in this game that kind of crystallized some things. Now, we didn't see video of this incident, but Tracy Wolfson comes on air and talks about Lamar going sort of at Falele a little bit on the sidelines. And you've got the juxtaposition of that going on with the Ravens offensive line, where we all, a lot of us thought in the offseason they might be deficient in not having replaced McCary, not having tried to get better as a unit up front. And then the defensive side of the ball, Aaron Rodgers, who we all thought was left for dead, has got one Mississippi, five Mississippi, 12 Mississippi to throw deep bombs because nobody's even going to sniff him all day. I just kind of feel like that's, like, I don't know. For me, that might be the front of the media guide if this season goes the way it's supposed to go. Like, you brought Aaron Rodgers back to life, and your quarterback's, you know, yelping at his O-line because they keep getting pushed back into him when he's trying to throw the football.
Right, and you look at what's ahead on the schedule, and you're like, oh, you see last week or 2 weeks ago that Will Campbell's going to be out for that week 16 game, I guess it is, in Baltimore. That should help the Ravens pass rush. And then you consider what the Ravens were dealing with in the fourth quarter Sunday. And granted, I think I'm not sure if Pittsburgh had like a single successful play in that fourth quarter. I think it was what, three and outs. But they were down to basically their fourth string left tackle. I think after Pete left because Calvin Anderson or whatever was ruled out for this game, and still the Ravens felt like they had to threaten cover zero on every single obvious passing situation rather than just trusting these obviously lacking pass rushers to get home. And that is worrisome because the Steelers have a, you know, the Packers have a good offensive line plan. The Patriots obviously didn't really feel the loss of Will Campbell in that game against a very good Giants pass rush. So what does that mean for the Ravens moving forward? Probably not a whole lot of good things, but it's just, you know, Draymond Jones was never going to change the paradigm of this defense, but you hope that it would give him a little bit more juice, and maybe they got all the juice that he was, you know, available to squeeze out.
Jonas Schaefer covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Banner. Jonas, thanks as always for your time. We appreciate it.
Be careful out there.
Yeah.
What is the Buzz Williams team playing tonight? Why'd I have to be careful?
You heard the horn. I thought somebody, I was a little worried you might be in some sort of traffic altercation.
By the way, Jonas, you may not have seen it, but they were advertising the Maryland Michigan game Saturday on Fox this week, and they allegedly said that Maryland, they're playing for, they're like, to take, he's got Miles Rice taking
Miles
him somewhere.
Rice
yeah,
taking him to the promised land.
Yeah, it was quite a promo.
I think if you told me that the line for that game was like 26 points, I would still tell you to hammer Michigan.
Yeah.
Oh, it's fun.
You're a friendly hunker. You're like me. There's different kinds.
Oh, yes, you're very friendly.
That was a good hunk.
Yeah.
I can't imagine you're a friendly
Jonas,
hunker.
Yeah.
I'm friendly. When it's time for a friendly hunk, I'm a friendly hunker. Like, I'm letting you in. Beep, beep. I'm letting you in. Yeah. When it's time to not be friendly, I'm fine with that, too.
Just so you know, Jonas, he's a friendly honker.
When applicable.
Yes. Jonas, thanks, buddy.
This is like a modern Seinfeld bit. You guys should keep it up.
Yes, yes.
It's better than the football team, probably.
Yeah, man. Thanks, man.
All right, guys. Take care.
Thanks, buddy.
We'll come back, and we told you about the offense being bad, the defense being bad, coaching bad. Wait till you get a load of what happened with special teams. Some necessary roughness.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Next here on The Fan. So we've outlined the fact that the offense starts slow, the defense can't get to the quarterback, coaching seems to be a problem, but we have not focused on special teams yet, and man, that was a meal. They get nothing out of their return game on kickoffs. The punt returner looks scared.
Yeah.
Like, every time he catches the ball, he stops like there's a like you're playing a video game and there's
natural.
A glitch.
It's not fluid.
The penalty at the end of the game, which instead of having the ball near midfield, they got to go back to the 26-yard line. The kicker missed an extra point.
Yes.
Am I missing anything?
He kicked one out of bounds.
Yeah. To start the second half.
Punter was good. Punter's been good all year. Like, but the special teams were not good yesterday.
No. It's just interesting. You think about, you know, six packs we did in the offseason, six biggest issues with the roster, six things that need to improve. And, you know, they've checked some of the boxes. Like, look, the kid's going to miss an extra point sometimes. People miss extra points in this league. I think he's been better than anybody could have probably hoped for. And the other guy still can't get a job. So it's not like
you're not lying.
People are trying to employ him. He couldn't beat out the kid in New Orleans who missed an easy one yesterday. So there's that. They haven't updated, improved, buttressed their pass rush whatsoever. In fact, it got worse. The offensive line, not only did not replace McCary, this year's five-man unit's worse than last year's, and we were very concerned about, are any of these guards worthy of playing in the league? And then there's the special teams part of it where the return guy, their other team's return guy continues to be better than theirs.
It was a debacle, and all three phases of the game played a role in it, but Loop's been great. He has been great, like you said, Jason.
I'm down with Big Looper.
But this kickoff thing, like, dude, he's got the most penalties in football. Like, and to begin the
second... Well, he's got a big leg. Can we just have him booted out of the back of the end zone?
Yes!
Like, why can we just say, hey, son, the assignment's simple. Try to kick it through the uprights.
And that was to start the second half, so you give the Steelers a short field, and they end up getting points on that drive, a field goal on that drive, but the holding... The whole finishing sequence of the game from the punt return, from not the holding grade. Penalty, from the offense, was all just a complete debacle.
I don't know a lot, and you guys know I have an Oregon bias, but my Oregon bias right now the last year is two for two, and let me explain. Last year I said the Ravens should use a day three pick on Bucky Irving. That guy looks pretty good, right? Mm-hmm. This year in the seventh round, we knew they were going to take a punt returner. I was begging them to take Tez Johnson out of Oregon. They took LaJonte Wester out of Colorado. Johnson went after.
Their defense, they ranked
every single point.
Return person.
Yeah. That's a very good point. Yes.
Like, they ranked like 180 guys.
Yes. I wonder
how many Division One football programs.
I wonder where
Tez
ranked.
It might have been more than just Division One. It might have been D3. I mean, you're going to leave no stone unturned.
Yes.
But to be fair, Wester, prior to the muff punt,
but it's broken him.
Oh, now
it's broken him.
Yeah. I agree. But prior to that, I felt like he was not saying he was a game breaker, but he'd give you some decent returns every now and then. I think that muff punt has spooked him.
And now you've got Keaton Mitchell out for, and again, they're saying it's nothing. Yeah, I don't know. Day. I think it's something. So that's suboptimal as well.
By the way, Tez Johnson's playing for the Buccaneers. He's got 5 touchdowns.
Yeah, special teams is a problem. Special teams penalties, low IQ special teams penalties are part of their DNA. It started early in the season. It continues. It's part of their sort of situational football, special situations, meltdowns. And this is obviously close and late, final 2 minutes. You cannot concede 10 yards there. And then to concede another 10 because your offensive line sucks. I mean,
speaking of the offensive line, we have some breaking news, Jason, that you're going to enjoy. Ben Cleveland has been suspended for the next 3 games for violating the NFL's substance abuse policy. Or say, actually, technically, it's substances of abuse policy.
I mean, thank God they brought him back. I mean, thank God that's how they addressed their offensive line.
It never made sense why they brought him back initially, because he had the DUI, and they signed him after that.
Yes.
Well, if he didn't have the DUI, he probably wouldn't be getting suspended right now for whatever he put in his body.
Yeah.
But he's obviously in the program.
Yes.
From the DUI.
That's Ben Cleveland suspended. Not doesn't play anyway.
I'd bring him back next year. I'd bring him back next year and see what he can do. See what he can do to humiliate your franchise next year. Like, let's give him another shot. Maybe
it's been a rough
year.
Maybe
he can beat up a parked car.
Come on.
Nah, I like Friday.
That was.
And that's already been done. He's got to bring him back.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll accost somebody with a squirrel.
I'm guessing, Ben.
You think this is it?
Yes. I think it's.
I think he deserves another chance, Bone. Run it back with him. Come on. Next year's holiday season, he's going to be good for something.
I don't care what it costs to bring a guy back. Right. To bring a guy back that you're afraid to play.
He's cheap.
Is something. It's something. Coming up next.
Hey. He lasted longer than Jair Alexander.
He did.
I'm just thinking of their offseason acquisitions.
Credit to him.
He got a second contract. Is he a Raven for life?
Oh, God. Put him in the Ring of Honor.
Yeah. Ring of Dishonor. Coming up next, Ravens pass defense. How bad was it yesterday? We'll tell you next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
No, they were. I mean, they were. They were good throws and good catches, and they're right. Kind of, they're both. They were all covered. You know, we might have had the one on the left sideline that there was a step of separation there. We felt good about. We didn't play press all the whole game by any stretch, but they. Whenever we were in press, I think through you know that was one of their checks in press to go get it. So, you know, you'd probably go back and rethink that a little bit in those situations. But we played press a lot of times. We took away a lot of routes too.
That's John Harbaugh after the game talking about his pass defense. And if I would have told you heading into the game that the Ravens would hold the Steelers to 34 yards rushing, you would have thought the Ravens win this game handily because Aaron Rodgers is cooked, right? Well, Aaron Rodgers threw for 284 yards and a tutty. He also ran for a touchdown. The Steelers had five plays of 25 yards or more in this football game.
Look. They now, for the season, rank 29th in the NFL in pressure rate at 30.4. They rank 31st in sack rate at 3.9%. There are 115 NFL players who have at least three sacks for their football team this season. None of them. Well, I take that back. One of them played for the Baltimore Ravens. It's Draymond Jones. He got his three in Tennessee.
Yes.
When they face real quarterbacks, that pressure rate drops to 27%, and the sack rate drops to 2.7%. They have seven sacks and 269 dropbacks versus A-Rod, Burrow, Mahomes, Allen, Goff, Stafford, and Stroud. The starting quarterbacks they faced who've been to the playoffs.
Hey, Jason, we should give more we should talk more, about something that Jonas brought up when we had him on earlier. The Steelers lost a backup to their backup tackle in
this
game.
Didn't matter.
They had a four-string tackle playing. They still couldn't get after Aaron Rodgers.
At home. Didn't matter. Didn't matter.
That's crazy.
Like, Ajabo played his six snaps for God knows what reason. What's-his-face, the former Bengal they picked up off the street a few weeks ago. That's a
Carl Lawson.
He did not play
this game. That's a joke. Kyle Van Noy is spent. He gave him way more than anybody thought he was ever going to give him.
He's great for two years.
Draymond Jones is a try-hard guy. That's what they collect. That's what they're willing to pay for. The fact that Mike Green is leading this team in sacks in a year in which, let's be real, it's been a nothing burger, it should shame them. It should have them coming out publicly, making me a culpa, saying we're never going to let this happen again. Instead, they'll bamboozle you with the stuff that Harbs is talking about, like they're in the hall of very good, like they're in the hall of damn close. Aaron Rodgers felt no pressure out there whatsoever. Like in the last two games, at home, visiting quarterbacks have dropped back 84 times and been sacked once. They've been hit eight times total on 84 dropbacks.
They had one hit on Aaron Rodgers yesterday. The pressure was just non-existent throughout the day. And you can look at both starts of the halves where
pathetic.
Hit DK Metcalf on deep balls.
Yeah, both hit.
Both of them.
They told you what they thought of you. They told you what they thought of you.
And Rodgers, 284 passing yards, that's a season high. DK Metcalf, the 148 yards receiving yesterday, that's a season high for him. The prior five games combined for DK Metcalf, he had 144 yards. It was...
Dude.
And Ken brought up the point, too, and it makes it that much more egregious for me. The Steelers couldn't run the ball worth a damn.
They didn't have to.
Exactly. They averaged 2 yards per carry. You knew all he was going to do was drop back.
They got 80 yards receiving out of the running backs.
Yeah, you couldn't do anything. And the Jalen Warren, the blown play. I mean, that was just a swing pass that no one was even.
Let me ask you a question, Jason. You mentioned taking responsibility. What are the chances they hold an end of season press conference every year? What are the chances either there or before the draft that somebody in this organization says we screwed up? I'm semantically, I'm with you on this misjudging the roster. I think they were blinded by their own arrogance that they finished first in sacks 2 years ago and second last year, and they'll scheme it up again this year. And they didn't, and they missed.
It back to when the season was on the line, they couldn't, they didn't get any pressure.
No. They did not.
And in those seasons where they set the record, we got to the playoffs. They couldn't create any sacks. They couldn't create any turnovers. They couldn't get the stop when they needed it on fourth down. I mean, we saw that over and over and over.
Yeah.
And their answer to that was, now we have a lesser schemer upper because he's now coaching the Seattle Seahawks.
And doing a great job.
And we're going to prop him up with Pagano, and we're going to run it back with Van Noy, and we'll give him a little something, but not much, so he's never really been happy the whole time.
Ajabo's finally
healthy.
We're
going to run it back with Ajabo, and yeah, we're willing to trade a guy. And again, I'm no OA defender, but he got 10 sacks here.
Yes, he
and
did.
They traded him for
a guy who can play
in the league. Yeah. A guy who can play in the league.
We joke about the term blind spot on this show between you and Ben, but it was a blind spot for Eric DaCosta.
But how can pass rush in the modern NFL be? How can that be a blind spot? It's impossible.
They don't invest in it.
Do you watch the playoffs?
They don't invest in it.
Opposite. I think they're blinded by their own arrogance. They finished first in sacks 2 years ago and second in sacks last
Jason,
year.
Jason, we've seen it since 2019. I gave out the numbers during TMI for... They spend and they use premium picks for secondary. They don't spend anything on the edge.
I'm pretty sure Myles Garrett has more sacks than the Ravens do. He got one yesterday. What did that give him, 20?
He's got 20.
Yeah. The Ravens have 19 sacks as a team.
Well, and like five of them are in with the Chargers. What did he have, three or four? What did he have?
No, he didn't have any here.
Oh, he had none here?
He had none. He did not get a sack here. He didn't start getting sacks till he got out to the Chargers.
I mean, and look, here's the real problem. And I said this repeatedly in real time. Madubuike was kind of the Lamar.
Yeah, he kept it together.
He covered up a lot of warts. He was a constant double team. He was a game wrecker. I know people are like, oh, well, it wasn't quite like the 1 year. Yeah, yeah. Only Aaron Donald's really had a season like that recently. Like maybe DeForest Buckner the last year in San Francisco. Like Chris Jones probably once or twice, but not all the time. It was everything. And now, I don't know anybody who thinks he's ever playing for them again. So you already weren't even good enough with him there. And now he's out long term. And, I mean, Chavis Jones, whatever you want to pay that. I don't even know how that needle. Whatever you pay him.
Sorry, we have an update on Nnamdi. He was asked about Nnamdi Madubuike. Harbs was today. This is according to Jess Rebeck, covers the Ravens for The Athletic. He asked if he's gotten any clarity on Nnamdi Madubuike's neck injury. John Harbaugh said, quote, there's a lot going on there with Nnamdi. He's not in a position to share the details.
It's not good. I mean, come on. Yeah. This is dire. And look, hopefully this was found so quickly that it's not going to affect his quality of life moving forward.
Dire for his
career. He'll be able to throw his kids on his back and walk them around and... You know, chicken fight in the pool and all that stuff that we take for granted. But that's the most influential player on their football team. Not Kyle Hamilton. It was him.
Defense.
Well, right. Defense. I don't know, guys. I don't know how they fix all this in an offseason. Especially when they don't believe in free agency. They want to hoard comp picks. They don't want to trade up in any round.
They're going to have to change
their
spots.
And they have holes at blue chip. We're not talking about the third. Who's the third safety? Are Darius or some guy you never heard of who plays for the Chargers? We're not talking about the second nickel, Arthur Millett. How do you replace? Nah, man. They need a D tackle who can generate pass rush. They need multiple edge who can generate pass rush. They need a new left tackle.
They need guards.
I mean, they need a couple of offensive linemen. Like, they need a lot.
No. And, by the way, your quarterback needs a new contract.
And I just want to point out.
But they didn't have to do much last offseason.
No, they didn't.
He didn't come out and say, hey, if nothing else, we're going to make headway with Lamar this time, and we're going to be as forthright as possible, and we're going to get – Josh Allen's not getting another contract before him. We got nothing. It was offseason. Not much here, man. I mean, usually I'm really busy, but come see me in 2026. Then I'll get back to work.
Before Thanksgiving, we were under the impression this defense had gotten better. Well, since Thanksgiving, they give up 32 to the Bengals, and they give up 27 to the Steelers in three quarters.
Since Thanksgiving, they've played some decent quarterbacks.
Well, that's yes, but yeah. Now the defense we now know is not better.
And again.
And Aaron Rodgers, is he really – It's part and parcel to the fact that they can't get to the quarterback.
On the defense.
And they've hoarded all their assets on the back end. Just tell me who are the ball hawks. Tell me who are the playmakers. Kyle Hamilton does a lot of things. He doesn't affect the ball in flight.
No.
Who, like, how can it be both? How can you have no one who can rush the passer and you do it to your own way, but none of those guys ever really make plays on the ball, including Wiggins? They just don't.
The thing that drives me crazy is I'm old enough to remember that getting pass rush helps your corners, forces bad throws, gets you the interceptions. I watched that happen last night in Kansas City. But they picked Mahomes off three times. Alas. Coming up next, Northern Exposure. The Steelers win 27-22. We'll hear from Mike Tomlin and Aaron Rodgers, who spoke after the game, next here on The Fan.
I just think we were in an aggressive posture all day. I just think that's how we got out of bed this morning. That's what's required when you're playing these guys in their venue.
That's Mike Tomlin after the game talking about the aggressive nature of their pass game. And let's face it, we've talked about this a bunch. We talked about it leading into the game. We thought there was no downfield passing game for the Pittsburgh Steelers, but alas, yesterday there was.
From the opening salvo, from the first drop back of a quarterback that we all thought was basically buried. Look, they've saved multiple seasons. They turned the Texans season completely around. They basically, I mean, Kansas City's going to end up dead, but Kansas City was on life support going into that game in Arrowhead, and they absolutely saved the Steelers season.
I would say the Texans, I hear your point, that Davis Mills going 3-0 kind of saved the Texans season while Travis.
I think if they lose in Baltimore like everybody thought they were going to lose, I don't know that that even matters.
Might not, but they're great now.
Yeah, because at that point, both teams were 1-3.
Yeah.
I think you definitely
can. They're playing that defense.
But look, and it needs to be said, and I know you guys agree, like, Mike Tomlin deserves a hell of a lot of credit for yesterday. They were prepared. They were ready to go. There was so much turmoil and outside noise that they had to work through leading up into that game. The fire Tomlin chants, booing Rennick, like, Tomlin coached his ass off and had them ready, and he deserves credit.
More from Mike Tomlin. What made him think they could attack the Ravens the way they did?
I just think that's the way we needed to play. We needed to be aggressive. We've just been in here a lot. We're familiar with them in this environment, and that's what's required.
That was what was required.
No fear, Cavalier.
In weeks past, that might have been required, and they couldn't do it. They could do it yesterday.
Or they didn't think it was the right time, or they talked themselves out of it, or...
He is very conservative.
Hey, they even went for it on 4th-and-1 on that opening drive. They went for it. You knew it was a different game with Mike Tomlin going for it there.
It's all new, aggressive Mike Tomlin. Yeah. There were a couple times, though, Bone, when we sit next to each other.
Did
in the press
box. Kick the field goal on the Travis Jones play. That was coward ball right there. You could have went for the kill shot, but whatever.
They knew they were going to get that penalty.
Yeah.
Which the league has told Harbaugh that they were wrong on.
Yeah. Very conservative.
More from Mike Tomlin speaking after the game yesterday. Talks about one of his edge rushers, Alex Highsmith.
Man, I thought as the game got thick, you just really felt his presence. We're actually coming out of that very last timeout, and he turned around, was walking back toward the bench with me. I was like, Alex, what are you doing, man? Get back in there. And I'm thankful that I did because obviously, man, he made the play today.
Sacked Lamar on the last play of the game.
I think the game was effectively over at that point. Yeah. But that is an exclamation
the
point. It's
urgency.
A fitting exclamation point.
Yes. Ravens were showing a lot of urgency on that drive.
I thought Watt was a menace. and the run defense in the first half and keeping Henry from getting going early and allowing the... Because, look, we thought... And they did run for 200 yards, but it took a lot of volume. It was short on explosives, and there was still short yardage shenanigans where they're their own worst enemy through penalties or easily detectable play calls.
You can go
or
back.
Bad snaps. I mean, all the weird exchanges.
Go back to the 3rd and 2, where it was a loss of 3, a legal formation called, you decline it, and then the Ravens turn the ball over on downs the next play.
One more from Mike Tomlin. I think we heard this earlier, but for people who missed it, Coach, did you think Likely's catch was a touchdown?
I did not, but I know sometimes, you know, in the effort to get it right, they'll signal it a touchdown and give it the benefit of the review. But no, I didn't think it was a touchdown.
He's the only one.
He saw the script. Yeah. I mean, at Park Avenue, the script was, we need the Steelers to win this one so that the last one is still worthy of a flex. Because if the Steelers don't win on the road here, then they have to go back home and the crowd might really turn them. We got to get them coming home to where they give Renegade a shot.
Wouldn't it be great if he was...
I'm being mostly facetious. Mostly.
I know you are.
But mostly. Not 100%. Not 1,000%. But mostly.
Wouldn't it be great if he came out and said, oh, man. I don't know what the heck they were thinking, but we got away with one there, boys. You know, hey, we still got the win.
I never heard Thrush Foot. I swear to God, that's a whole new thing for me.
I've been watching football for a long time. That's always been a touchdown.
Third leg. Heard that
third
occasionally.
Third leg, yes. Third foot. Shout out for Shante Shanko.
Wow.
And Greg Olson.
Third foot. Yeah, well, third allegedly. Foot in the end zone? Allegedly. What?
Nickname.
Others confirmed. Let's hear from Aaron Rodgers, who spoke after the game. Talks about practice leading to their success.
Well, I mean, I hate to sound like a broken record, but it's all about practice. You know, when you go out there and execute in practice like we did this week, gives you the confidence to be able to make some of those plays. And I thought it was our most crisp week of preparation on the field. I think off the field we've been really good. But I thought the energy was good. Not a big believer in coincidences, so I got to think that just Marquez and Adam out there, you know, made a difference from a professionalism standpoint. Not saying those other guys don't have professionalism. I love Gallon Roman and all of our other guys, but I just think there was an extra level of focus this week. And, you know, then Art wanted to be aggressive on the first play. You know, as you guys were talking about, we hadn't completed a pass, you know, over 20 yards in a while.
Showed you.
And took a shot. DK got it, and then he was kind of on one. But he was on one in practice on Thursday.
There you go.
And then he was on one in practice on Friday. So, love that from our guy. I think he even ran down on a punt. So,
he did.
Proud of DK, proud of our defense standing up there at the end. And that the offensive line dominated line of scrimmage. From a pass game standpoint, we didn't run it very well. But when we had to have some conversions on third down, we made some plays.
By the way, he said a lot there. And one thing we should point out, DK Metcalf was a gunner on the last punt, which I think he got held by Keandre Jackson and then stayed overnight here because he wasn't feeling well. He left it for today.
Look, in Pittsburgh. He looked, we talk about, you know, guys being frustrated on the sidelines with the Ravens. He was giving up on some routes lately. He looked like it was enough's enough time, which had a lot. That's why they took that shot, was to get him involved early. It wasn't because of the media or because of the owner or whatever. I'll tell you what I don't believe in, though. I don't believe he's actually married. I don't believe in this. I don't believe in that.
I do want to point out that
in his head, he might believe he is, but I don't believe he's actually married.
He threw in there during that whole speech that Marquez Valdez-Scantling and Adam Thielen being in practice this week and being in the game yesterday.
These guys
were way better than those other Mooks.
Yes. Old Mooks are better than young Mooks.
He just conveniently worked that into his soliloquy.
That was
victory lap.
He said, the great uniter, Aaron
Rodgers.
I don't
know. You guys probably didn't catch it, but because you were at the game, the post game with him, he still managed to get, he got a reference to the whole, to the Bears Packers.
Wow.
And what? How he, he got, she wasn't even asked, Tracy Wilson's, asked, you know, whatever, the softball stuff you get after the game. And he worked it into, it's interesting being part of this rivalry. You know how it went for, the real rivalry. Maybe we can find it. I'm this guy is so wrapped up in his own BS. It's unbelievable.
Well, he did. Ben Roethlisberger was wrapped up in his own BS as well. That's a maybe.
You know, he was hoping that the Packers were going to lose that game at home to the Bears.
Oh, yeah.
It's like that game starting while he's doing this interview.
Yes.
And I'm like, this guy, I can see right through him.
Coming up next, Cordell Woodland. He can see through BS. He covers the Ravens for us here at 105.7 The Fan. He was at Harv's presser today. What did he think of what he saw yesterday? We'll ask him next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.